happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Well, Congress was divided for months, but the president's July 4th deadline was met when the House passed his major policy bill. CBS's Willie James Inman is in Washington.
The president announced that he will sign the legislation later today into law, inviting all members of Congress to be there. The event will be followed by a 4th of July celebration, including a military jet flyover, complete with a B-2 stealth bomber, the same jet used during the strike against Iranian nuclear enrichment sites last month.
The new legislation includes money for defense and deportations while making cuts to safety net programs like food stamps and Medicaid. Correspondent Robert Costa tells us
there is concern that ahead of the 2026 midterm elections, Republicans are going to feel a burden politically because of all of these cuts across the board, and especially on Medicaid.
The nation is celebrating its 249th birthday today. Are you ready to ooh and ah?
Macy's will host the nation's largest Independence Day celebration, returning to New York's East River with more than 80,000 fireworks shells. The Boston Pops will continue their July 4th tradition along the Charles River. On the D.C. Mall. Not to be outdone, President Trump will host a military family picnic, a military flyover, and a 4th of July celebration at the White House. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
President's also supposed to talk with Ukrainian President Zelensky today. Zelensky asking for more help with air defenses. This after Russia bombarded Kyiv overnight with 550 drones and 11 missiles. BBC correspondent Paul Adams is there.
It started before darkness and continued till just around dawn. And it was pretty relentless. Waves of drones. We could hear them coming over the city hour after hour.
More than 20 people were injured. To Jerusalem now, and Linda Gradstein, who tells us the UN Human Rights Office says it's recorded more than 600 killings near aid distribution points in Gaza.
The UN statement came amid ongoing controversy over the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, an Israeli-backed American organization that began distributing humanitarian aid in Gaza in late May and says it has distributed more than 33 million meals so far.
A wildfire in Central California has exploded in size. The Madre fire has spread to more than 52,000 acres after first sparking on Wednesday, the biggest wildfire the state's seen this year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially this morning. We'll get to around 90 for a high. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s. Tonight we'll drop to the low 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here's a salute to America, we're proud to play for you. A star-spangled tribute to the red, white, and blue.
Let's celebrate the freedom that we have today.
And thank the Lord we're living in the good old USA. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. What should old acquaintance be forgot? Keep your eye on the grand old flag. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
here, we pay tribute to the armed forces, the Army.
Dick Pillar and his band kicking things off here with his Salute to America on this 4th of July weekend. I'm Tim Hubbell, the Polka Guy, keeping you company for this hour. Glad you could join us. A lot of good patriotic tunes coming your way. You betcha. And we'll throw in some polkas and things to keep you smiling. So right now, I'm going to play one here from Johnny Cash and that Ragged Old Flag.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat, and I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there. when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, "Can you see?" And it got a bad rip in New Orleans, with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo, beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Johnny Cash and that ragged old flag. Say, we have something coming up here from Johnny Horton, and this is kind of some obscure things here, and one entitled Johnny Freedom, and we'll play this here from Johnny Horton.
When our country was a baby and the redcoats had their way, it was he who had a party tossing tea in Boston Bay. It was he who braved the winter in the days of Valley Forge, fighting side by side together with a fella name of George. When a country called for pioneers, his name led all the rest. What a figure in his rawhide coat and hat made of raccoon. Wonder what there was about him made you think of Dan O'Boone. Fixing for a tussle, it's his muscle all the way. If we need a handsome fella so the ladies' hearts can throb, there's a Yankee Doodle Dandy, always handy for the job.
Johnny Freedom, you can meet him on each page of history. He's the spirit of a train, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Jesse Polka, and that is performed by the Riders in the Sky. And with that, we're going to take a little station break right now. We'll be back with more of the festive music for the 4th of July right after these messages.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR, keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Summerfest's third and final round of dates. Can you believe it? We've again made some personal picks for you to enjoy the big gig along Milwaukee's Lakeshore this holiday weekend. Let's start with the music, and some great throwbacks are playing, including Richard Marx, the band Chicago, Fountains of Wayne, even Sebastian Bach. Find the full list of artists on the more than 12 stages at summerfest.com. Friday night, Johnsonville is hosting a huge party for America's 249th birthday. Don't miss singing, cake, and fireworks to cap off the celebration. And here's what I call your new must-do. Grab a free Big Win ticket at the gate on Saturday. You could walk away with more money than you arrived with. $1 million up for grabs. No kidding. Wishing you a happy holiday. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party. Tim the Polka Guy keeping you company. We have Bob Timko and his band up next, and this one is entitled The Dancing Debbie Polka. We'll be right back. Bob Timko and Things I'll Always Remember, Waltz Time. We got time for one more here, and this is the famous Chromatic Polka from Don Graelich.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's getting set to sign his major policy legislation into law. He touted his tax and spending bill in a speech at the Iowa State Fair last night.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again.
He is expected to speak today with Ukrainian President Zelensky after a night filled with Russian drones and missiles hitting Kyiv.
President Zelensky's message will be, can you tell me more about this pause in the supply of American military equipment to Ukraine? Because the details of that are still very unclear.
While today is the 4th of July, many cities have been celebrating with festivities throughout the week. Those were fireworks that were held last night at an annual Independence Day event in Coachella, California. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially this morning. We'll get to around 90 for a high. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s. Tonight we'll drop to the low 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Does construction make you hungry? Sitting in the hot vehicle waiting to get through the next block or to be taken way out on a countryside detour? Maybe this summer you can turn that struggle into a new experience with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Cruise in for real Mexican dishes, homemade pies, and friendly faces. Relax in air-conditioned comfort and explore something new with El Cafe the next time you're stuck in central Wisconsin road construction. Put a little fiesta back into your day and drown the construction stress away.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. We're going to continue with more America music. Right now we have John Wayne. He had a album that he put out with just these type of songs, and this one is America, Why I Love Her.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
A teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. And I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, and he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory. A symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom. The right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, Two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Red Skelton and the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's turn our attention to some Whoopi John music right now and play a little polka stuff here, a waltz actually, and it's the Schmaltz of music.
Filled every Saturday night. All the people come there from miles around to dance with all their might. When that old schmaltzy music fills the air and floats out over the street, then everyone dances and laughs and sings, even Abel the cop on his beat. They sing and they dance and they whoop it up. They drink all the beer. There is never enough. When the band starts playing, they shout for more and dance the whole night through. Shout for more and dance the whole night through. With me, peanuts and pretzels are free. If you are fond of an old-fashioned spot, I'll take you out. Well, you'd like it a lot. Come with your mustache with me. This is the night for a spree. Don't be contrary, come on, let's be merry. Come with your mustache with me. Come with your mustache with me.
contrary, come, let's all be merry. Come, let your mustache with me. Come, let your mustache with me.
Whoopi John and the orchestra. And let's go have a drink, huh? Yeah, okay, we're going to continue with the Legacy album from Steve Meisner and Mr. Ed's Polka.
Thank you.
locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For clean, reliable, affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone by so quickly here again on this polka party. And I have Bob Timko coming up next with his salute to America. And we'll let him introduce it and hope everybody has a safe week. And wherever you're driving, be careful. We want you back for next time. So have yourself a great week and a happy holiday weekend from all of us here at WFHR. And myself, Tim, the polka guy.
Although our nation may be divided on issues and occasionally torn by strife, it is a country where people of all cultures remain united by freedom. To those individuals who made that freedom possible, we dedicate the following salute.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Darian. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the